322, the 49ers electrical substation conspiracy theory, featuring Arif Hassan. As always, we are your hosts, Jake Rakitansky
and Travis View. This coming Sunday, Americans will enjoy one of the last remaining parts of the monoculture, the Super Bowl. This NFL championship game will feature the New England Patriots extending their record of appearances to 12. They'll face off against the Seattle Seahawks, who are looking to get revenge against the Patriots for their loss to them at their last Super Bowl appearance back in 2014.
And I will say, Travis, not all Americans are looking forward to it, because the halftime show now has become a point of contention.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Over the last couple of years, there has been some culture war stuff that's worked its way out in the halftime show. So it's slowly being ripped away from us, one performer at a time.
No, we can't go back to the days of Michael Jackson or even like Up With People. No.
Yeah, now we have to have competing halftime shows. I read that like they're doing like, we're gonna do our own half, because it's Bad Bunny, and they're like, they're like, we're gonna do our own halftime show with Kid Rock. Isn't that a thing? Am I making that up?
Yes, that's right.
No, you're right. That's correct.
They're doing their own conservative halftime show with Kid Rock.
It's like Christian Bale's character in The Prestige. He's like, please join me at my magic show across the street at the Pantages. But it's like, but they're like, please join us out in a field somewhere with Kid Rock.
Now, to mark the occasion, I thought it would be fun to have a football-themed episode. But I personally haven't watched the NFL with any amount of regularity since the San Diego Chargers. And the San Diego Chargers haven't existed as a team since the Obama administration. So to discuss the subject, we brought on an actual expert, the CEO and chief writer of the Wide Left newsletter, Arif Hassan. Arif, pleasure to have you back on the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. Really extremely happy to be back on the podcast. I've always enjoyed my appearances.
It's been too long, in fact.
Yeah. Before we get into our topic today, I mean, anything specific you're looking for this coming Super Bowl?
I mean, like from a football nerd perspective, this is like an outstanding schematic matchup. Known piece of shit, Josh McDaniels, is a football genius. And he does an incredible job kind of figuring out how to design offenses. The head coach of the Seattle Seahawks, Mike McDonald, is like a second year head coach. He's done a really astounding job creating a simple but effective Seahawks defense, and they do a bunch of really good back and forth. From a football nerd perspective, schematically, there's all kinds of things we could do. I was just on a podcast, actually 5 minutes before I jumped onto this one, discussing kind of all of that breakdown. So I'm really excited about this one. It's a lot better, I think, than a lot of other Super Bowls in terms of that kind of matchup. So that'll be fun. I haven't listened to any Bad Bunny. That's an old thing, not a political thing. I'm excited to hear what that sounds like. I'm sure it's like with the number one Spotify guy. That's got to be good, right?
Yeah, I just watched him in some movie too. He had like a part in it.
Was it Happy Gilmore too?
Oh,
it was. Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking of. You're right. That's so. Did you watch it too?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Oh boy. Yeah, so like for me, as a person who only plays NBA 2K and doesn't follow any like real world sports at all, like my feeling on the Super Bowl is I have a friend who's from Seattle, and I see on social media that he's really excited about the Seahawks being in the Super Bowl. So if I'm around a Super Bowl, if I'm around people that are watching it, I'll root for the Seahawks because I know that my friend will be happy if they win, and then I can reach out and text him and go like, amazing game, which keeps me with my more sports friends. And, you know, I know Justin, I can talk about them just enough to like engage with other men. casual conversation. Wait, I have to derail us while we're on the topic really quick. Travis, sorry. I have to derail us about this. A couple years back, I was at Disneyland with my brother-in-law and his family, and he hadn't brought a hat. You know, Disneyland all day, and, you know, you got a little bit of a bald spot, California heat, bad idea. So I lent him a Bulls hat. And we're on the tram going into Disney. And for people who haven't gone to Disneyland, you have to ride this tram into the park with, you know, and you're kind of close-knit with other people. And this guy starts talking to him, and he's like, oh, man. He's like, yeah, what do you think about, like, so-and-so to my to my brother-in-law. And now, if I don't know anything about sports, this guy knows even less. He looked like a deer in headlight. This stranger just started talking to him, saying names. And at first, I was like, what's going on? And I realized, oh my God, he's asking him, because I didn't know either. So I was like, oh my God, he's asking him about Bulls stuff, because he's got the Bulls hat. I put him in a fucking Bulls hat.
You trapped
him. I was like, I set this guy up. And so I lean in and I'm like, oh yeah, I lent him the hat. He doesn't know Bulls. And the guy goes, oh man, but you're the, fan? And I go, oh yeah, 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 man. I grew up in, and I like enough. I hit him with the Michael Jordan. I hit him with the, you know, I was there in the heyday. It was enough to talk about that. We were saved. But it's so funny because there is a huge portion of the population, maybe even a huge portion of our listenership that absolutely is me. They are my brother-in-law. They know nothing about sports. It's a complete, to us, it's like statistics, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it is like a lot of people do enjoy sports actually just on that level, right? The statistics, like that's what fantasy football is, right? It's right. Like competing spreadsheet values, which I'm not going to knock. I love fantasy football.
I wish I could get into it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I have a friend who plays fantasy football where there's like every player is assigned a class, like a mage or a tank of some sort, right? Or a ranger or a druid or whatever, right? And then like the teams have like some affinity, and it's like this super complicated scoring system, and he like asks me for advice every couple of weeks, and I'm like, I have no fucking clue what the hell any of this is. And he's like, great, good, I'll start Jackson Smith and Jigba. And I was like, oh yeah, okay, great, this sounds great, dude, go for that.
Yeah, because it's like more elementals than it is like actual like plays and stuff. It's there's more magic going on. It's kind of like, see, like Mutant League football I like quite a bit.
Was it the Blood Bowl? Let's go.
I like that. I played a lot of Mutant League football and Mutant League hockey as a kid. I played all of the Maddens growing up. I specifically remember, too, my grandfather coming downstairs and seeing a Madden. It was right when I believe it was like actually like NFL game day. It was when they went from sprites to like polygons. Mm-hmm. And he walked downstairs and he was like, oh, you guys got a game on. Who's playing? You know, because he thought it was like a real football game. He was like, wanted to know, you got, oh, boys, you got the game on. And we were like, no, Grandpa, it's a video game. And he's like, what do you mean? And we're like, see the green circle or the star under the guy's feet? That means we're controlling him. And he goes, huh, you guys are making him run around and do all that? We were like, yeah. And he walked upstairs and just like, it was too much. It was too much for him.
This is too much. I will say the Maddens did define my music taste for quite a while. Like the soundtrack that would keep on replaying on repeat ended up being some of like my favorite songs. So I'll give Madden that they either knew how to pick a soundtrack or knew that I wouldn't care that they picked a soundtrack.
It's so interesting, people discovering like music through video games.
Yeah.
Like rapper, like I've been listening to this guy, Kenny Mason, who has like some of his shit sounds like Linkin Park because he was playing like Tony Hawk's Pro Skater or something and that got exposed to like this, like he got exposed to like alt rock and like punk music and Weezer. It's really cool. Like you forget that there's a whole generation that like got their music taste from. We're derailing the episode really bad. I mean, I'm sorry, Travis. We could talk about like 90s sports games for quite a long time.
Yeah, I'm game for that too.
But we should get back to the sort of the matter at hand.
You've been listening to a sample of a premium episode of the QAA podcast. For access to the full episode, as well as all past premium episodes and all of our podcast miniseries, go to patreon.com/QAA. Travis, why is that such a good deal?
Well, Jake, you get hundreds of additional episodes of the QAA podcast for just $5 per month. For that very low price, you get access to over 200 premium episodes, plus all of our miniseries. That includes 10 episodes of Man Clan with Julian and the Nanny, 10 episodes of Perverts with Julian and Liv, 10 episodes of The Spectral Voyager with Jake and Brad, plus 20 episodes of Trickle Down with me, Travis View. It's a bounty of content and the best deal in podcasting.
Travis, for once, I agree with you. And I also agree that people could subscribe by going to patreon.com/QAA.
Well, that's not an opinion. It's a fact.
You're so right, Jake.
We love and appreciate all of our listeners.
Yes, we do. And Travis is actually crying right now, I think. Out of gratitude, maybe?
That's not true. The part about me crying, not me being grateful. I'm very grateful.